Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Gittin Daf Ayin Ches. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf before the Shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's Shiur begins 3 lines from the top of Daf Ayin Ches. The Gemara opens with a quote from the Mishnah, but before we glance at the text, we look at the side in the margin where we have a nosei, a topic heading, which reads, Kelov shel koine birshus mocher, mikoni. If a person is interested in acquiring something. In our Gemara, we're going to be referring to the woman and her acquisition of the get, the receipt of the get. But in general, if a person is in the position of acquiring something, he's koinen something, and he has a vessel, and the vessel is located in the domain of the seller, does the vessel of the koinen, of the one buying or one acquiring, effectively acquire for him when it is in the domain of the mocher, of the seller? That's an issue, and the Gemara will refer to that. The Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah where the woman is being divorced is besoch beso. The Mishnah said, afilu hu ima bamita, even if the husband is with her in the bed, eino megureshes, she is not divorced. So that putting the get in the house where she is, even if the couple are in the same bed, that does not make her divorced. Omar Rova, lo shanu ela bamita shelo. The Mishnah that tells us that she is not divorced is only when you're dealing with the bed, or a bed that belongs to him. But aval bamita shelo migureshes. If she is in a bed that belongs to her, and the get was thrown onto this bed, which belongs to her, so then she is divorced. Tanya nami hochi. Rabbi Lezer Omer, b'mito shelo eino megureshes, if the get is thrown to the woman while she is on his bed, so she's not divorced. However, b'mito shelo megureshes, if it's thrown to her while she is on her bed, so then she is divorced. The Gemara asks, uv'mito shelo megureshes, is that really so that the factor is ownership of the bed? Namely, if she owns the bed, then they'll get landing on her bed enables her to be divorced. Kelov shel loikeach b'shus mochihu. This is an example of vessels belonging to the loikeach, the one who is acquiring, in the domain of the mocher, the seller. In this case, the husband is providing the get. So, shamis mino, should we conclude from what we said concerning ownership of the bed, that if it belongs to her and the get is thrown onto her bed, that acquires for her, she is thereby divorced. So should we conclude kelov shelokeach b'shus mocher kana lokeach, that is an effective means of acquisition? Now this is a topic that is discussed in other places in the Shas, and we don't have a clear resolution to this topic. So the Gemara says, no, we're not going to conclude that over here. We're not going to conclude that the case of the bed, her bed, represents Kelev Shelokech B'shus Mocher Koine. Why? The Gemara says, lo, tzricha, the case is not going to be a source of concluding that, but rather it's necessary to be taught the Gavoa Sora. We're talking about a bed that is 10 tfachim high. The Gemara asks, Voika Mokoim Kar A, is there not the fact that the legs of the bed are on the ground, on the floor of his house, so that you still have a case of Kalov Shel Loikeach, even though the bed is suspended 10 tfachim above the ground, but the legs of the bed are sitting on the ground. So, should we still not be able to conclude Kalov Shokina Bershus Mocher Kona Lokeach? The Gemara answers, Amokim Kari Lokapti Inshi. People are not concerned. They ignore. They have no premium placed on the spot that the legs of the bed take up, so that it's not an example of the vessel of the lokech being considered in the domain or occupying a floor space belonging to the mocher. As we said, as the Gemara says, people lo kapti inshi, it's not something of significance in the eyes of people. And Rashi adds, since the bed is suspended above the ground, and the homeowner, the husband in this case who owns the house, can use the area under the bed, it's convenient for him, the use under the bed. So, and the little spot that the legs of the bed occupy is of no significance. So what we have is a situation of the bed being, we'll say in a figurative sense, the bed is suspended in the air, and hence it's not an example, it's not the classic example of Kalev Shel Lokeach, vessels of a purchaser, for example, a large carton belonging to someone that wants to acquire something and items, and the carton is sitting in the home of the seller. Does placing items in that large carton sitting on the floor of the seller's domain acquire for the lokeach? That we're not able to resolve from over here. L'soy cheiko or l'soy kalsum gresius, the Mishnah said, if the get was thrown into her lap or into her kalsa, a basket that she has, she is divorced. Amai, well, why is it so clear that she is divorced? Kalov shel lokeach brishus mocher, who is it not the same issue that we've been dealing with, that her basket is the represents the domain of the purchaser, it's the vessel of the purchaser, the acquirer, in this case the woman, and it's in the home of the husband. How is it so clear to the Mishnah that she is divorced? You'll notice quite a few triangles coming up. On the side of the Gemara, we have a Nosei / Mivne heading. The triangles represent Sidra Shel Rabbonim Shemazbirim Eich Hi Konsa Bekalsa. We have a series of rabbinic explanations as to how she acquires the get by its being placed in her Kalsa Belila Yichiach Shekelov Shel Kene B'Shus Moichu Kene, without coming to a conclusion regarding the issue of Kalev Shokaina Bershus Mocher. Okay, so now we go back to the Gemara. Omar of Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Kigoin Shoisa Kalsa Tluyaba. The basket spoken of here is suspended from her. It's not sitting on the floor of the husband's house. V'chein Omar Abelozer, Emor Boishaya, Kigoin Shoisa Kalsa Tluyaba. The basket is suspended around her, and therefore she acquires, and we don't have an illustration of Kalev Shokech Bershus Mocher. You can see from the nature of the discussion that by the fact that it's in the airspace of his house, that is of no consequence. Similar to what we said before regarding the bed. Rabbi, we continue with additional answers, and each answer, I think you'll notice, has an increased level of chiddush to it. Namely, more and more they're going to appear as if the kalsa is in the domain of the husband, And yet we're not going to conclude Kelev Shelokeh Brishus Mocher is a means of acquiring. Rav Shimon ben Lakish Omar Kshura Afalpi She'eino Tluya. The Kalsa, her basket is tied to her, even if it's not suspended, but rather dragging on the floor. That is enough for her, that's sufficient for her to acquire without it being considered birshus mocher. Rav Ada bar Av Omar kagon shoyse kalsum nachas lo ben yirechisel. We're talking about her basket that's actually on the floor of his house, but it's between her legs. So she's, you can imagine she's sitting on the floor with this basket between her legs, and the husband tosses the get into the basket. Rashi says, "Bein yirechisel v'yafal pi shemunach b'karka," even though the basket is physically on the floor, "ein oda makpid al kol mokoy moishav ishto." A person doesn't concern himself with the spot on which his wife is sitting. "V'ad achshav hoya oisa mokum konui lo," and with and as a result of that, that spot is considered hers. Therefore, it's not an example of birishus mocher. Rav Masharshia, we continue in the Gemara, Rav Masharshia bar Rav Dimi Omar, kegoin shebailo mocher kalsis. We're talking about the husband here, happens to be a person that sells baskets. Rashi on this says, mocher kalsis, lekacheno makbid al makoima. The reason that this is the reason he doesn't concern himself with the spot her basket is on. Sheyesh lo bayis lekach. He has a house or a room designated for baskets. So from this context, it appears that it's just another basket in the scheme of things. So it's not an example of the standard example of Kalev shel lokach birshus mocher. Since the mocher in this case, the husband, sells baskets, it's not, it's the basket that she has isn't occupying a space that the husband himself would have otherwise used for other purposes. Rav Yochanan Omar, Mokom Cheka Konui La. Mokom Kalsa Konui La. Rav Yochanan says, and we alluded to this answer before, that where she is, or where her basket is considered her domain, even though she's in his house. So where she is, or where her basket is not viewed as birishus mocher. Amar Rava, my time out to Rabbi Yochanan. What is the reasoning behind Rabbi Yochanan? Answer, lafi she'en oda makpid. Rabbi Yochanan said that the mokoim chekog is konui law, and which literally means the spot that her lap takes up, or the spot that her basket takes up, is owned by her, even though it's in his house. What do we mean by that? It's owned by her. So the reason for that is, the reason for saying that is, lefi she'ein oda makpid. A person doesn't express his concern, his insistence upon lo al mokom cheko v'lo al mokom kalsa, not with the regard to the spot that her lap takes up, nor the spot where her basket is located. Tanya Nami Hochi. Rashi says on Tanya Nami Hochi, which means we have a Tanei Ksur supporting this, Rashi says, Tanya Nami Hochi, we're looking at Rashi together, about a quarter of the way down from the top, the Mishum, the Eino Makbid Hu, that the reason for the vessel to acquire for her is because the husband is not particular about the spot that it's on. Midiktoni, from the fact that in this source we're going to see the expression Oy b'chol dover shu kekalsa, or anything else that's like her basket. Shemuchod l'tashmisha tamid. It's an entity, it's an item, a vessel that is in her service at all times. Shemachnis ishtoi l'sich beso. An item like that, a vessel that she's constantly using, that she brings into his house, Almanas lios kli tashmishel tanim imo, who machnisa, the husband himself ushers in his wife, welcomes in his wife to the house with that knowledge, with that condition that she will be able to use her small vessels that she needs on a regular basis. Let's now read that in the Gemara. The Tanaic source says, Zorkoi lo lesocheko lesoich kalsa. The get was thrown into her lap or into her kalsa basket. O lesoch kol dovor shu ke kalsa, or into anything that's like the kalsa. Hare zu migureshes. That is an effective divorce. Kol dovor shu ke kalsa lesimai. This expression and anything else that's like her basket, what does that include? Lesiei taska de ochla botamri. It comes to include a taska, another kind of receptacle that holds dates, and she eats dates from that taska receptacle. So, and just to finish off the idea here, and that would be that if a get were thrown into her taska, she would also thereby be divorced. And as we said throughout this piece of Gemara, we're not going to use this information to conclude that Kalev Shelokech Bishus Mocher acquire. Because in all of these cases, we've explained that the vessel is not occupying a place in his house concerning which he would be particular. The Mishnah. Before we learn the Mishnah, we have a topic heading. The markings that appear in this topic heading, the Roman numerals 1 and 2, will figure in the Gemara later, as the Gemara will quote a Tanaic source, will make reference to Roman numerals 1 and 2. But in the meantime, Ha'oimer Li'isha, we're reading in our note, one who says to his wife, She'oimed Loseis Lagita, a woman that is about to receive, that he is about to give her the get. And he says to her, Kinsi Shtar Chov Zeh, take this bill of payment. Shtar Chov is a financial document. It's not a divorce document. And he says to her, take this divorce, take this financial document. Oi Hanosein get liisha yeshena, or a husband that gives a get to his wife while she is sleeping. Eino get. It's not an effective divorce. Umuva b'gemara oisoi machloikis tanoim b'shnei amikrim. The Gemara will quote a source that has a machlokas tanoim, the same machlokas tanoim. Ma boi lasos, what is necessary to be done in a case where these two events took place? Either he told her take this shtar chov, or he gave it to her while he's sleeping. What needs to be done? Behemshich yusbar loma tzrichim lulame oisim machlokas pamayim. And as the Gemara goes on, it will explain why it's necessary to teach this machlokas twice. Now the Mishnah. Omar law, kinsi shtar choiv ze. Man who is presenting a get to his wife, he says, take this financial document. Oi shemotzosoi me'achirov, or she found behind her husband, she found a document, a get, kora, she reads it, varehu gita, and it turns out to be her divorce. Eino get, it's not effective. Ad sheyoymar lo ha gitech, until he says to her, this is your divorce document. And Rashi says, even after she had picked it up, even after she was holding it, he tells her hagitech. That's enough to make it an effective divorce. Nosan, the Mishnah continues. Nosan biyodav he yeshena. He gave the get to her while she was sleeping. Nira, she wakes up, Kora, and then reads it. Varei Hugitan, lo and behold, it's her divorce. Ain't no get, it's not effective. Ad Shiyoy Malo Ha Gitech. Until he pronounces, this is your divorce. The Gemara opens up with a question focusing on the example of the Mishnah. It said, Oshim Otsosei Me'achorov. She found it behind her husband. She found the get behind her husband, picked it up, read it, and it turned out to be her get. And the Mishnah says that if he says, this is your get, it's a good divorce. But why? Ki Omar Lo Hogitech. By the husband saying that, my have, so what? What difference does that make? Is it not still problematic? Have le tli gitech me al gabi karka. Is this not an example of a husband? Is this example would be no different than a husband telling his wife, pick your divorce document from the ground. Vi oma rava. And Rava rules that a man that doesn't hand the get directly to his wife, but rather says, pick it up from the ground, it's useless, it's ineffective. The Torah says, v'nosan, the husband has to do a proactive motion of giving. This doesn't meet that requirement. So what are we to do with the Mishnah that suggested that if she finds the get behind him, seemingly from the ground, picks it up, reads it, if he tells her, Hogitech, she's divorced. But how does that, how could that possibly be? So Gemara introduces a new understanding. Emo, sheshofosoi me'achorov. Shofoso means to slip something out. The Rashi explains the husband had a get that was wedged in between his belt and his loins, and she slipped it out from there. So it's not picking up from the ground. The Gemara asks, Shalfosoi Nami, but even that as well is problematic. Habu'ino, we have a requirement, V'nosan Biyada. That he must give it to her. He must give it to her hands. But something proactive on the part of the husband. What we described was the husband having a get wedged between his belt and his body, and she comes and slips it out from there. How do you have a fulfillment of Vinosan Biyoda that way? The Gemara answers, we're going to keep this approach of Shol Fasoi. However, Lo Tzricha, it is necessary to teach this case, De Orak Lo Chartzei V'Shalfasei. She came along, and when she was about to take the get to slip it out from between his belt and his body, he made a movement. Imagine he twisted his pelvis in her direction, and at that point that he twisted his pelvis in her direction, she slipped the get out from between his belt and his body. So with that we have a fulfillment of Vinosan Biyoda. And we're not entering any problem of Tli Gitech Me'al Gabi Karka. Tanyo Nami Hochi. And we have a Tanaic source that supports this. Now, the element in the source that supports what we said was, what did we say that this source is going to come to support? We said that in order to explain how the case of Motzos Mechorv of the Mishnah result in an effective divorce, assuming he said Hogitech, it has to involve a case of her shofosoi, slipping it out from between his belt and the body. And the Brisa that we're about to read supports that idea. Just a word of structure. As we look at this Brisa, we see, again, Roman numerals 1 and 2. 1 introduces the case of the husband, let's say, misrepresenting the get, saying to her, take this shtar chov, or the case of slipping it out from his between his belt and body. And Roman numeral number 2 introduces the case of a get given to her while sleeping. In each case, Roman numeral number 1, you will notice a machlokas between Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Likewise, under Roman numeral number 2, a machlokas Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Not only that, but it's the same machlokas. You'll see that Rebbe says it's enough for the husband, after she slipped out the get, it's enough for him to simply pronounce Hagiteich. Rav Shimon ben Elazar says that's not sufficient, but rather he has to take it back from her and re-present it to her and say Hagiteich. So that Rav Shimon ben Elazar is expecting more on the part of the husband in rectifying the situation, not a mere statement of Hagiteich. This machlokis between Rebbe and Rav Shimon ben Elazar that we just described, we mentioned, is taught twice. When you, after the frame section, immediately after the frame section, you see the Gemara says Utsricha. And at that point, the Gemara makes a long point. You can see we've marked it off accordingly, that why I need to have both cases taught. So again, we're bringing in this source to support the answer given by the Gemara of Shesholfosoi Me'achorov. She slipped it out from behind him, but it was wedged between his belt and his body. Omar Law, Kinsi Shtar Chov Ze. He told her, take this bill of collection. And what he was doing was presenting her the get. Oi Shesholfosoi Me'achorov. And here, this is the reason we're bringing in the Brisa, to show how in a Tanaic source that is another option. And that's the explanation of what we saw in the Mishnah of Matzosei Me'achorov. She slipped it from under his belt while the get was wedged in there behind him. Korosoi V'harei Hu Gita. She read it and it turned out to be her get. Eino get. It's not an effective divorce. Ad she yoyma lo hagiteich divrei Rebbe. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer li'oylo meino get. Since the get came to her in an inappropriate way, it's not effective. Ad she yitlenu heimeno v'yachzor v'yitnenu lo, until he takes it back, the husband takes it back from her, then gives it to her again. And say and pronounce, this is your divorce document. The get was given to the wife while she was sleeping. Niura then woke up, and she reads it. And lo and behold, it's her divorce. Ain't no get, it's ineffective. Until he says to her, this is your get. Divrei Rebbe. That's Rebbe's opinion. And we noticed Rashi on the Mishnah that this declaration is effective even after it's already in her hands. So the declaration rectifies an original problematic acquisition. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, the mere verbal statement of Hagiteich is not sufficient to rectify a problematic active situation. Therefore, he says, "Ad sheitlenu heimeno v'yasu v'yitnenu lo." The divorce won't be acceptable until he takes the get back from her, re-presents it to her, v'yomer lo, and says, "Hagiteich." Utsricha, we need to have both examples wherein the machlokas Rebbe and Rav Shimon ben Elazar was taught twice. If we had taught the machlokes only in the case where he said to her, kinsi shtar chov, Bahi Kama Rebbe. There, Rebbe said it's enough that the husband announces Hagitech. Mishum Debasi Grushihi. Because she's capable of being divorced. So that you have, it's all that the problem was that he misrepresented giving it to her in saying Kinsi Shtar Chov Zeh, but he gave it to a woman that was in the that was capable of being divorced. Avol Nosan Biyodovi Yeshena, the second case of the Mishnah, where he put it in her hands while she was sleeping. There, that the lav basi grushi, a sleeping woman, is not someone who is eligible or capable of being divorced. That's not that in her state of sleeping, she's not eligible for receiving the divorce document. That's lav basi grushi. Emo modi lay the Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar. In a case like that, I would have thought that Rebbe would concede to Reb Shimon Elazar that it's not enough simply to announce after she awakes Hagitech, but you'd have to take it back from her and then re-give it. So therefore, we teach you, in addition to Roman numeral number 1, we teach you the Machlokas in Roman numeral number 2. I wouldn't have been able to figure it out on my own. The Itmar Baha, and had we taught the case of Yeshena, Beha Ka'omar Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Since she's not a Bas Gerushi, so Reb Shimon Elazar says in this case, you have to take it back from her and give it to her again. Avo Bahach Ka'omaisa, with regard to the first case, the Kinsi Shtachov, Ema Modi Leila Rebbe. If I didn't teach case 1, I just taught case 2, I would have thought that Reb Shimon ben Elazar would agree with Rebbe that it's enough to say Ha Giteich Tzricha. Therefore, we need to teach both cases with the Machlokis in each one. Omar Rava Kosav lo get v'nosnoi b'yoda. Husband wrote a get and put it in her hands, and he put it in the hands of. First example, Avda Yoshein U Misham Rosoi. The husband put it in the hands of her slave who was asleep, and she was guarding him. Hare Zeget. It's an effective divorce. Niror Eino Get. If the husband gave her slave who was awake, a conscious, awake slave that belongs to her, that is not an effective divorce. In other words, just by giving it to the slave for her, that's not effective. Why not? It's a case of her domain, but its control is not with in accordance with her thinking. He is a human being, so he's Mishamir is Atzmo. He guards himself. He's in charge of himself in that sense. The Gemara continues. Yoshein umisham rosoi hareze get. In the Mishnah, we saw that if he gave the get to the woman, the wife, while sleeping, after she wakes up, the husband says, "This is Hagiteich." That's effective, but how is giving a get to the to her slave while sleeping? Let me just go over the case again for the sake of accuracy. We made an allusion the line before Rava, that is, that if the husband gave a get to her slave while sleeping, and she is guarding the slave, it's an effective divorce. Why is that an effective divorce? Hareze amai. Just reading again. Yoshinu shamroso hareze get amai. Why is that an effective get? Chotzer mahalechasi. You have a case of a chotzer, literally is a courtyard, but you have here in this case you have a walking courtyard. The eved is viewed as her domain, but he walks. The chotzer mahalechas lo kana. a moving domain doesn't acquire. V'chitemo yoshen shani might say, well, the husband gave it to the slave when he was sleeping. And that's different. It's not walking. But that doesn't make a difference. V'ho amarovo. Kol she'ilu mahalech lo kona. Omeid v'yoshev lo kona. Anything that has the potential of walking, and while in movement it won't acquire, even while it's stationary, while he's standing or he's seated right now, he is stationary, it still does not effectively acquire. So we still don't understand, how can it be taught? We saw Rava said that if husband wrote a get and gave it to her sleeping servant, and she's watching him, it's a good divorce. How could that be? V'ilchasa b'kofus. The case is, he's bound, he's tied up. Therefore, he doesn't have the potential for walking. And the Rishonim ad, you can see it in the Ritva, and you can see the Chidushei Rabbeinu Kashikash, and you can see Tosis way back on the Avchof Aleph, Omen Aleph, that the Gemara here, when it says he's tied up and also asleep. That very point is a Machlokas Rishonim, but that's how we're going to learn this, the concluding point of the Gemara. Before we continue with the Mishnah, we glance at the side under the Nosei, the topic heading, where we've written Zorak Get, man threw a divorce document toward his wife, or different cases, Kiddushin, an attempt to marry her. You can marry a woman through a shtar, a document in which you proclaim indicate that with this document she is thereby married, or payment of money. A chov is a debt. So we'll see how these examples apply in practical terms when we get into the text, but in any of these cases, it was thrown at the receiver, the Ovad, and it got lost. Korov lo, did it reach a position where it's korov lo, literally closer to the receiver, closer to the did it remain closer to the origin, or korov lo, or closer to her? In the case of a get, did it land closer to the woman, and that would then be reason for considering her divorced? Mechza amechza. What happens if it's in the middle between the husband and the wife? Now the Mishnah. Hoisoi menes b'shus harabim v'zorkoi la. The woman was standing in a public domain, and the husband threw a get toward her. Koroiv la migureshes. If it lands closer to her, she is divorced. Koroiv loi eino migureshes. If it remains closer to him, so she's not divorced. Mechza al mechza. If it's 50-50, it's half and half. Migureshes veino migureshes. That creates a situation of doubt. V'chein le'inyan kiddushin. Similarly with regard to marriage. V'chein le'inyan achov. Similarly, with regard to a debt being paid, payment of a debt. Omar lo bal chovo, a creditor says to the borrower, Zrok li chovi, vizokolo, throw me the money. And he threw it to him, and it got lost. Koroiv la malve, zocha malve. If it landed closer to the Malva, the creditor, the one seeking payment. So that's it. It's considered, the debt is considered paid up. Koroiv lalova, if it remained closer to the borrower, alova chayev, he remains obligated to pay the debt. The fact that he threw money as payment of the debt, but it didn't reach closer to the malve. So it's not as if the debt was paid up. Mechzo al mechzo, shnehem yachloku. If it's 50-50, so they will split the obligation. The Gemara. Hechi domi koroiv lo, vehechi domi koroiv lo. The Gemara is seeking a more, say, clear or detailed explanation of what does it mean when we say closer to her or closer to him. Before we continue with the text, a word about structure. On the side of the Gemara, you'll notice we have a mivne, a structural note. There are two shapes that will figure prominently in this sugya. One is the house shape. We've numbered them as well. You'll notice if you skim ahead down Omid Beis, you'll notice that we have four house shapes. They represent a ma'akav achar pirushim shonim shel korov loy korov la. We're going to try to keep track of the different explanations that appear in the Gemara explaining those terms. Korov lo or korov la. Diamonds will be used to highlight, in our note we've written, ma'akav achar pirushim shonim shel mechza mechza. The Mishnah also introduced the case of halfway between the two. What do we mean by that? So there will be a number of explanations dealing with mechza mechza. And if you follow the diamonds through the sugya, you'll notice there are four diamonds. We now turn to the Gemara. Omar Rav, in answering the question of korov lo, korov la, so Rav says, the get was found arba amos shela, zehu korov la. If it was found within her four amos, that is what we mean by korov la. Hence, as you see here, and as you see throughout the study of Gemara, translation is only one facet of understanding things. We translated korov la means closer to her, but halachically speaking, according to Rav, that is true only if it's within her four amos. Continuing in the Gemara, arba amos shelo, zeho korov lo. If the get remains within his four amos, that's considered korov lo, and as the Mishnah said, she would not be divorced. Hechi domi mechzo al mechzo. What is meant by that? Omar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok, kegoin shoyu shnehem oimdim ba'arba amos. The example would be both of them are within four amos of the get. Rashi says, kegon shoyu shneim oimdin bedala amos laget, zu mikan vze mikan, she on one side, he on the other, shekol haget munach besoch arba amos shelo ubesoch arba amos shelo. The get is within the man's four amos and within the woman's four amos. That's mechza al mechza. Let's continue in the Gemara. V'lechzi hei minayu kodim. Why not evaluate, see who got there first? V'chitema diosu travayu b'hadi adodi. And if you say, well, they came together, they arrived at their respective locations. Both of them are within four amos of the get, but they got there together. Now that you can't say v'ha ef shalit samsem. You can't be exact if you're defining mechza mechza as the get is within the four amos of each one, but if we can establish who got there first, that would be the determining factor. Elo Omar Rav Kahana, Hocha b'shmoina amos mitzumtzomos askinon. The Gemara continues at the top of Amud Beis. The get yotze me arba amos sheloi la arba amos shelo. In this case, the husband and the wife are 8 amos apart from one another. They're exactly 8 amos apart from one another. The get is lying in the middle. Hence, part of the get is within 4 amos of the man, and part of the get is within 4 amos of the woman. The Gemara asks, V'ha ogid bei, agabe. Ogid means it's still bound or attached to him, to the husband. Since it's within, it's also within 4 amos of the man, it's still part of the man. And therefore, we would say she's not divorced at all. How can the Mishnah say about Mechsa Mechsa Megureshes Veina Megureshes that there's a doubt? There's no doubt. If it's within his 4 amos, it's still considered bound to him. It hasn't passed out of his domain. And the whole point of giving a get is the transfer of the get from his domain to hers. Elo Rabo Rav Yosef the Ami Travayu. What is Mechza Mechza? Hocha b'shte kite edim askinon. Achas oimeres koroiv loy, v'achas oimeres koroiv lo. Here you have two sets of witnesses. A set of witnesses is made of two witnesses. You have two, legitimate or kosher sets of witnesses. One is saying that the get landed closer to him, and the other one is saying it landed closer to her. That creates a doubt, and hence we say Megureshes Veino Megureshes. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Korov Law, when the Mishnah uses the expression it landed closer to her, Korov Law Shoninu, that was the term you found in the Mishnah, Afilu Meo Amo. Even if you're talking about a distance of 100 amo, it lands, let us say, within 100 amo of the woman, and at that point, the husband is more than 100 amos away from it. So, 100 amos to the woman is, the get is closer to the woman than to the man if he's 102 amos away. V'korov lo shoninu afilu meo amo. So as far as Rabbi Yochanan is concerned, you can see how he differs from Rav who defined Korov Law and Korov Law in halachic terms, meaning within 4 amos. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you take it literally. Heichi domi mechsa mechsa. What, according to Rabbi Yochanan, would mechsa mechsa be? Omer of Shamon bar Abba, l'didi, Mifrusha lo mine de Rabbi Yochanan. Let us point out that what we're going to see now is an explanation of both points, korov lo, and what is mechsa mechsa. So even though the Gemara asked, after hearing Rabbi Yochanan's approach to korov lo, what is meant by mechsa mechsa, so Rav Shaman bar Abba says, I heard from Rabbi Yochanan the following explanations for both points. So let's read that again. Omar of Shaman Baraba Lididir Shaminei Rabbi Yochanan was explained to me from Rabbi Yochanan. Who Yochol Lishomer. By the way, you notice a house marking, so that indicates that we're going to give a new explanation to Korov Lo Korov Lo. So the Gemara explains, Who Yochol Lishomro Vehi Eino Yochilo Lishomro. If the get landed in a situation where the husband has, let's say, control or can guard it, but the woman cannot, Zehu Korov Lo. That's a situation we would describe as being Karov Lohan, and she would not be divorced. He Yecholu L'Shomro V'hu Eino Yechol L'Shomro. She is, the get landed in a position where she can guard over it. It's under her, let's say, watch, under her control, and not under his. Zehu Karov Lo. That's considered the get being closer, closer to her. And she would be divorced. Shnehem Yecholim L'Shomro. Shnehem Ein Yecholim. If they're on equal footing, either both have equal amount of control over it, or both ain't. What is Shnehem Ein Yecholim? So we look in the Tosfos. He says just a couple lines down, from here. Shnehem Ein Yecholim. Zeo Mechsa Mechsa Pirush Ein Yecholim L'Shomro Kolecha Levado. Where neither one has full guard over it, full control over it. And L'Shnehem Yachad. It's guarded by their joint efforts. If you read that Gemara literally, that both can't watch, meaning it's not under any guard whatsoever, pshita de'ena megreshes klal. Kolikur, she wouldn't be divorced at all to a get that hasn't entered anyone's control. That's obviously a case of non-divorce. But when we speak about mechza mechza, the Mishnah says it creates a suffix divorce. So there is something to it. So hence Tosfos explains Shneim Ein Yecholim means each one by themselves cannot, but together they're able to watch it. Zehu, the Gemara continues, Zehu Mechza Mechza. Amru Rabbonon Kamei D'Reb Yochanan Mishmei D'Reb Yoinus and Hochi. The rabbis informed Reb Yochanan, or said over this explanation of the Mishnah, defining Korov Lo Law by virtue of the ability to guard it, to watch it, to have control over the get, they told that to Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Yonason. In other words, they said Rabbi Yonason explains the Mishnah based on the Yecholus, the ability to Lishmor, to watch it. Omar, Rabbi Yochanan reacted in an approving way. He said, Yadin Chavrin Bavloi Lefrushi Ki Hai Taimo. Our Babylonian colleagues know how to give this explanation. The Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, in a rather long story featured over there, concludes with Rabbi Yochanan's praise of the quality of Torah learning of those from Bavel. Rashi points out here that this Rabbi Yonason is a person that rose from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. We say in modern lingo, he made Aliyah. He came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Tanya Nami Hochi. We have a Tanaic source that says that Kurva, the idea of proximity mentioned in the Mishnah, is associated with Shmira, the ability to watch over it, to guard over that get. Rabbi Lezer Omer. We have a bracketed section which we skip initially. Within the brackets, you have terminology or language that requires rectification. And what we read by skipping the bracketed section, you read the correct version. So Rabbi Lezer Omer, Kol Shekoroiv Law Mi Lo, any case where the get lands closer to her than to him. V'ilu ba kele v'not loy, v'hu yochol l'shomro, v'hi eino yocholu l'shomro. And imagine a dog comes along and takes the get, and the husband, even though physically it's further away from him, but he could keep the dog away, and she, though closer to the get, however, cannot keep the dog away, can't watch it. Eino Megureshes. Now, let's go over the bracketed section. Reb Lezer Omer, Kol Shu Korov Lo Mi Lo, any situation where the get is closer to the woman than the man, Uvo Kelev V'not Loi, and a dog came along and took it, Eino Megureshes, she would not be divorced. So now, what did we just describe? The husband threw the get, let's just say, closer to her than to him. And then a dog came along and took the get away. So the source, as is saying she's not divorced. Now the Gemara responds, why is she not divorced? Kol hechi tintari v'tezel? What is she expected to, how long is she expected to continue watching the get? Rather, if the get was thrown to her, clearly closer to her, then she's divorced at that point. When the dog comes and takes it, that's already a post facto situation of post facto of her divorce. So what is the source trying to say? What does Eino Megureshes mean? Elo lav hochi koma. Rather, what the source means to say is kol shekoroiv lo milo. Any case where the get is physically closer to her than to him, v'ilu bo kelev v'not loy v'hu yochol l'shomro v'hi eino yochol l'shomro, that even though it's closer to her, but in the event that a dog would come along, he, the husband, could watch over it, and she cannot. That's a case then of eino megureshes. She would not be divorced if the get landed in a situation like that. We'll repeat. Even though it's physically closer to her, but for whatever technical reason there might be, she might be on the other side of some kind of large rock outcropping. So she can't see what's going on the other side of the rock. So physically she's much closer to the get than the husband. But he, after throwing the get toward her, landing closer to her, but he's in a position where he can see what's going on, and if the welfare of the get would be threatened, he could shoo away the threatening factor. So he is considered the one in control, and as a result, the result would be Eino Megureshes. Omar Le Shmuel L'Rav Yehuda. Shinino is a term meaning sharp one. It's a complimentary expression. Shmuel addresses Rav Yehuda by saying, Shinina, you want to know how closeness is established? Kedesha toshuach v'titlena. Only if it lands in a very close proximity to the woman, that she could bend over and pick it up, that's called Korov law. However, v'at lo tavid uvda, I don't want you, Shmuel says to Yehuda, to act and rule that a woman is considered divorced ad moti gitaliyod, until the get reaches her hands, until the husband gives the get into the hands of the woman. Omar le Rav Mordechai the Ravashi, havet uvda, there was a case where the get was thrown and it landed korov law, and the husband died. V'atzruchua chalitza, and they required the woman to go through the chalitza process, called the shoe removal ceremony, which only then would free her to marry whomever she wants. What do we see from this ruling? That the fact that the get landed closer to her doesn't mean that she's viewed as a straightforward divorcee. If she would have been viewed as a straightforward divorcee, there would be no chalitza requirement. As a divorcee, she has no connection to her former brother-in-law. Let us take a look at the Tosfos. V'at lo tavid uvda ad moti get liyoda. This requirement of don't consider a woman divorced until the get reaches her hands, until he gives the get into her hands, that limitation is valid only when the woman is standing in a public thoroughfare. Avo b'chatzera ein tzorich she'yagia liyoda. However, if you're dealing with a husband throwing a get into her courtyard, we don't require it reaching her hands. Kidom Eliel, Tezili, V'techud, V'tiftach, as the Gemara indicated in our previous shiurim. There is another opinion, though, and if you want to continue with the thesis, by all means, you can see another approach. Let's turn back to the Gemara. We have a topic heading in Osei, Ha Dezrika Bekoroiv Lamiyuad Kaveya, that which we say the throwing of something toward the destination, toward the individual who is expected to receive. That idea of Zrika Bekorov, throwing closer to, is a determining factor. Have a din rak begitin aliba de Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that is a din that has relevance only with regard to divorce. The Gemara, quoting from the Mishnah, v'chein inyan kedushin. Whatever we said by gittin, the same we say by kedushin. Omar Ravasi Om Rabbi Yochanan legitin omru v'lo l'dover acher. Rabbi Yochanan tells us that because of closer proximity, we say that the woman is divorced, that it has a legal bearing. That idea of it is limited to gittin, to divorces. V'lo l'dover acher, and not with regard to other things. Closeness, landing closer to, would not be a determining factor. For example, Malva says, throw me the money you owe me, and it lands closer to the Malva, and the money then got lost. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the debt is not considered paid. Eisvei, Rabbi Abba, Ravasi, these triangles are explained on the side under the Mivneh, Kushios, Aldino, Rabbi Yochanan. These are all challenges to Rabbi Yochanan's teaching. So Rabbi Abbas asked Ravasi, v'chein linyan kedushin, but said in the Mishnah that not just by gittin, but similarly with regard to kedushin, if kedushin, the marriage entity, was thrown closer to the woman, she would be married thereby. So the Gemara says, shiny hosam, the case of kedushin is different. It's not really the basis of a question on Rabbi Yochanan, because the Pasuk itself compares Havaya to Yetziah. Yetziah is exiting, divorce. Vahoysa is to be married. That's Kiddushin. So outside the realm of Kiddushin, you won't find any other realms where proximity will be a determining factor. In other words, when we say proximity to be a term of factor, meaning proximity being tantamount to having received it. True, it works by gittin and by kedushin. The Gemara asks, Eisvei, but we saw in the Mishnah it said, v'chein inyan achov. Similarly with regard to paying off debts. Zrok li chovi v'zorkolo. The creditor said, throw me my money that you owe me, and the debtor threw it. Korov lamalva zocha ha loiva. If it lands closer to the malva, so the lova is said to have paid off, he's fulfilled his requirements. Korov laloiva, if the money paid remained closer to the debtor, ha loiva chayav, he remains obligated to pay. The fact that in the first case, the money was thrown to the malva, and even if after that point the money got lost, but at the point that it landed closer to the malva, closer to the creditor, that's it. The lova, the borrower, is off the hook. However, if it didn't land closer to the malva, it remained closer to the lova, to the borrower, chayav, the debt remains intact. Mechsa al mechsa, shneim yachloku. If it fell between them, so then they'll split the debt. In other words, after landing mechsa mechsa, so the money got lost. So the love, the borrower, would have to pay another 50%. Hocha b'mai askinon. Well, we raised this as a question, did we not? We see from this case that proximity determines whether or not a debt is considered paid off. Is that not a challenge to Rabbi Yochanan, who said proximity has relevance only with regard to Gittin and Kiddushin? So the Gemara says, in order to preserve Rabbi Yochanan's ruling, Hocha b'mayaskinon, di omar le zrok li choyvi v'tipoter. The case here involving the halva, the loan, where the malva said, throw me the money you owe me, and thereby you become exempt. Rashi says, v'tipoter, we're looking at Rashi about a third of the way up from the bottom of Rashi, of the Rashi commentary, toha patre, by the malva's declaration of just throw it to me and be free, the malva, in effect, frees him from any further obligations. Aval zrok li chovi stamo, Rashi continues and says that if all that was issued was the instructions, throw me my debt, without saying v'tipoter, zoroik, zrok v'shomro komar. What the malva is saying, what the creditor is saying, is throw it and keep guard of it. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan had said. Namely, that even though it may have landed closer to the malva, as far as the malva is concerned, all he said was throw me the, all that was implied by throw me my debt is throw me my debt and you continue watching it. The idea of it landing closer to the destination and that being considered finality, that is relevant or that's binding only in the case of Gittin and Kiddushin, as Rabbi Yochanan said. We continue in the Gemara. If the source that we just read is where the Malva said, throw it to me and be done with it and be free, Ihochi Mailamimra, if that's the case, what do I need a Tanaic source to tell me something that's so obvious? Lo Tzricha, now what is necessary is Diomale Zrok Li Chovi B'Toras Gittin. When the Malva said, throw me the money you owe me in accordance with the rules of Gittin, of divorce. Now we know that in the case of divorce, proximity is a determining factor, creates finality. So the Gemara asks, well, but Avakati Maila Memra. If that's what the source is talking about, it's obvious then that if it's Korov Lamalve, that Zocha Halova, that the Lova is off the hook. So why do I have to tell me, why do we have a Tanita, Tanaic source, to tell me something that's so obvious? So Mahu Detema, without having been taught this point, that where a Malva says Zrokli Chovi Betaras Gittin, and with that, if it lands closer to the Malva, the deal, the debt is considered paid off. So without having taught that, Motzi Omar Le, I would have thought that the Malva could say, oh, Mishatani Boch, I was just kidding. In other words, he initially said, Zrokli Chovi Betoras Gittin, and the Lova, the borrower, does such, lands closer to the Malva. I would have thought that the Malva could say, so what, it landed closer to me. I was just kidding when I said, Zrokli Chovi Betoras Gittin. Komashimlon, the Tanaic source thereby reveals to us that a person, after saying, Zrokli Chovi Betoras Gittin, he must have been serious and couldn't say that he was just kidding when he said that. Before going further in the Gemara, we glance at the side under the Nosei, the topic heading. We've written the following: Halachas, Hakshuras, and Nesinas Get. Different laws regarding the giving of a divorce. Number one, Get biyada shel ha'isha bizman shechut koshur bo umuchsuk bidei baila. There's a term that we use, no strings attached. Here, we have just the opposite. Strings attached. What do we mean? The woman was given a get, but there's a string coming forth from the get, held at the other end of it by her husband. So he gives her a get with a long string coming from it and holding on to the other end of the string. Number two, Zrikas get liyodah shel isha asui kekatafras. Another point the Gemara will raise is throwing a get toward a woman, toward her extended arm. Her arm is extended in a downward diagonal. That's the term katafras. Does that amount to a divorce? The Gemara. Omar of Chisto, get biyodah. Husband gave her the get. Umeshicha biyodah. But the string coming forth from the get was still in his hands. Im yochol lenaska ulahavioi etzlo. If the strength of the string and its adhesion to the get is such that he could, if he were to pull on it, he would be able to bring it back to him, to himself, she would not be divorced. The im lav, if the string that he's holding on to, that's attached to the get, that's in her hands, is a very weak connection, that he wouldn't be able to pull on it and yank the get away from her, she would not. Then she would be divorced, even though there is a string attached. My taima, why do you say that if the string that's attached is such that he could, if he were to pull on it, it would he would be able to retrieve the get? And we say regarding that that even though she was given the get, she would not be divorced. Why is that? Bolinon krisus huleka. We require total severance between the husband and the wife. And if she's holding on to a get with a long string that he's holding in his hand, and he could pull the get away from it, so they're not really severed. He's still attached. And that is not in fulfillment of what the Torah says. In divorce, the Torah says, v'kosav lo sefer krisus. The sefer krisus literally is the scroll or the book of break, of separation. But how could you describe them as separated if he's holding on to a string that he would be able to still yank away the get from her? And hence, if that's the case, she would not be divorced. Omar Rav Yehuda, hoise yoda suke katafris. The woman who is about to be divorced is standing with her hand extended in a downward diagonal. Vizarkoi la, and he threw the get toward her. Afal pi shigia get liyoda, even though the get reached her hand, eino megureshes, she would not be divorced that way. Amai, why is she not divorced? Haki nofil, even though the get fell, it didn't land and stay in her hand, but it fell, ba'arba amos dido, ka nofil, it fell within her four amos, it fell basically down close to the floor where she's standing, so it's within her four amos. Did we not say before that if the get is thrown within her four amos, she would be divorced? The Gemara says, bidelo noch. Literally, it didn't stop. We look at Rashi on that expression, bidelo noch, loretz. It didn't land on the floor. Elo kishenofal mitoch yoda nisraf. As soon as it fell out of her hands, he threw it at her extended hand, extended diagonally downwards. It reached her hands, but then there was a fire right nearby, and it got consumed in a fire. The Kabbalah, Shibali Adah, Lav Kabbalah, and her receipt of the get, namely reaching her hands in a situation like that, is not considered having received it. We continue in the Gemara. V'tigrash me'avira the arba amos. Why don't we say that she is divorced when the get reaches the airspace of those four amos? And yet, Rav Yehuda said she is not divorced. So, tifshot, should we not be able to resolve the boy Rebbe Lozer's question from the fact that we're saying, Rebbe is saying that in the case of Yisiyoda, Asuka, Tafras, and etc. and so forth, that she's not divorced. So with that information, we should be able to conclude Rebbe Lozer's question. What was Rebbe Lozer's question? Arba Amos, Shomru, the idea of four Amos that we have been spoken about, Yesh Lan Avir, O Ein Lan Avir. Do the four Amos possess or entail also their airspace, so that something thrown within four amos of an individual, even without landing on the ground, it's within the airspace of those four amos, that would be sufficient for acquisition to set in. So the Gemara continues, says, Tifsho, let's conclude from here, from the fact that the Mishnah said, that Rav Yehuda said that when Yoda Katafris, she's not divorced, even though the get had entered the airspace of her four amos. So let's conclude that there is no concept of avir with regard to four amos. The Gemara says we cannot conclude that from over here. Hocha b'mayaskinan, the case involving the woman and she's not considered as having received the get, where she had her arm extended in a downward diagonal. What are the circumstances? Where is she standing? So the Gemara says, "Be'omedes al gav hanohar." She's standing by a river's bank. So that the and she has her hand extended over the river. Let us say, so that even though it reached the airspace of her four amos, that airspace is actually over a river in this case. The meikora liibud koi. At the very outset, the gets conclusion or finality is one of destruction. So if we look at Rashi, al gavanor de avir she'eno roy lo nuach lo koni, airspace that doesn't have in potential the ability of the item landing and being preserved, that is not kone, that doesn't acquire. But if it wasn't a case like that, where she was standing by a river and the airspace of the four amas is over the water, then she would have been. There's room to say that the four amas does have avir. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.